Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And coming up very shortly is one of the better events in the Keweenaw area, the Baraga County Lake Trout Festival. What makes this as good as it is the so many different things that are going on at the same time in a beautiful area here in the Keweenaw. And in order to kind of give us some more insight and tell us all about it, I've got Tracy Barrett from the Baraga County Convention and Visitors Bureau on the line right now with me. Tracy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. So we're coming up quickly on the big event. How's the planning going?
It's going. Everything is set and ready to go.
Well, tell me about it. I have not been to this festival yet, though it is on my radar this year, usually because Todd Van Dyke here works at the radio station. As far as covering the event, he's, of course, you know, heavily involved in it.
Oh, yes. We couldn't do it without him. No way. We wouldn't want to. He makes sure everything is set up with the sound, the music, all the dancers, everything is all up to Todd.
Good. And, yeah, so he usually gives me, you know, sort of on the news point, since I do the news here, the information that I need. But I've gotten jealous a little bit because it sounds like such a great time.
We have a good time. We really do.
Well, what goes into making this a good time?
Well, just a lot of planning. We start out usually in January. I mean, we have a meeting at the end of every year and go over what we can change, what we can make better, who else to get involved. And then we start in January and start planning the whole event, and everything's usually done within a couple months. I mean, it's our 10th year, so we've been doing it for a long time, and we've had the same people involved for the last 10 years, which is awesome.
Your big day is Saturday, June 13th. Does everything take place on the same day?
Everything's on the same day.
Okay. Well, what goes on that day?
What goes on that day? We start off the day with the bike race, or with the run, with the half a marathon, the run walk. And then we have a pancake breakfast that we're going to do this year at the Legion. And then we start with the 5K, the family run. We have people that they'll have the buses, and they'll take the kids, the people out to Pequamming or out to the half a marathon, and they'll start running in and coming in. And then after that, the awards. We have this year, we have the UP Dance Academy coming to do a little dance for us.
Oh, really?
Yes, which is something new this year. They have a dance academy in Houghton, and they've been coming down to the Launce area for all the local kids down here to do. Now they're going to be coming to the festival to do a half-hour recital dance, which I can't wait to see.
Yeah, that does sound like it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's going to be fun. It is, and we get a lot of people that enjoy the little kids when they're dancing. And then after that, we have the Tour de Launce bicycle race, which is new. This is its third year, I believe. The last couple years we've had other bicycle events going on, so we haven't had the participation we've wanted to. So we're hoping this year, with it being a little bit later in June because of the free fishing weekend, we usually do it the same weekend as that, so it was later this year, so we're kind of hoping it all coincides together.
Well, you definitely so far have good weather for it, and we're counting on coming up here on the 13th.
Well, I'm going to leave that up to you, Rick. Can you guarantee me that?
I will
last
talk to
year it wasn't so great.
Yeah, and that's what we're aware of. So, yeah, we've got a petition into WeatherEye, so we're hoping that it pans out better for you. Now, so if you want to take part in the Tour de Launce, is there still a way that you can register for that?
Yes, you just go on the LakeTroutFestival.com's website, and you click on the ActiveX, and you just take it right through there, and you can sign up online, and it's all ready to go.
Now, how competitive of a race is that? Because, you know, with the run walks, obviously, you know, you have those who, you know, want to be first across the finish line, but for others, it's just a great time and a good exercise event. How's the bike race go?
I think it's both the same. I mean, some of them, they're a little bit, you know, this is what they do. They're a little bit more competitive in the bike race. Last year, because of the weather, we had to cancel the bike race. So I think it is, but some of them take it pretty serious. We have a couple local guys that help the fitness center put it on, and they get really into it. It's really a good time.
You got something going on for those who want to run and bike, but it wouldn't be a trout festival without some fishing going on.
Oh, yes, definitely. And right now we're at 80 boats.
Wow.
Yes.
And where do they go?
Where, as far as fishing?
Yeah.
There's a boundary line out there. You can't go any further than then out past the Huron Islands. I think it was just past the Huron Islands. You can't go any further than that.
So is it competitive fishing?
Oh, yes. Yes, very competitive. Yes.
Right. Well, tell me about it. What are the rules?
What are the rules? Well, it's lake trout or salmon category.
Okay.
For each category, we have first to 15th place. The first place goes to the most weight, and then the 15th place is the largest fish. And it's good money. I mean, last year, I think the first place top category was $1,200.
Oh, wow.
I know. I mean, with 80 boats, and Steve at Indian Country and takes on a lot of the fishing. Him and a lot of the guys in the committee take care of the fishing end of it. You go in there and you see Steve, you register. He figures last year we had, I think, 112 boats. I think he thinks we're going to get above that.
Oh, boy. I imagine it's an early start to the morning.
Yes, it is. I think it starts at 5 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 a.m. You have to be off the water by 4 and come in and weigh in off the water by 4, and you have to weigh in 3 to 6.
And
it's very competitive and beautiful fish. I mean, I'm not a big fisher woman, but I'll tell you, some of the fish they catch, it's pretty awesome. Hmm.
And makes for good eating, too.
Yes, it does.
So does that make sort of the focus of the Lake Trout Festival is the fishing event?
I think it's part of it. I mean, we started the festival to give families a place to come. It's a free event, and we're only able to do that because of the local businesses help donate. The Ojibwa Casino sponsors the kids' carnival for us. We did it just to focus on the Lake Festival and fishing for family fun, something to do. We have a lot of crafters, vendors that will be there. A lot of people are having booths this year that are doing like an information booth, a lot of raffles. It's just a great time for the family to come and not have to spend a lot of money.
And there's a lot going on that you don't have to be part of a competition to just come down and have some fun.
That's right. Bring the kids down. We'll have food there, which is going to cost you money for food. But as far as, you know, like when you go to any event, it costs you. I have 3 kids myself, and it's difficult to go anywhere without having to spend a lot of money. This way, you come down, just have a good time, enjoy the weather, have the kids. There's the kids' free fishing pond. The Baraga State Park takes care of that for us. That's free. And I'll tell you, the lineup for that, it goes for a long ways. I mean, a lot of kids like enjoying there. They come in there. They can fish for a fish in a pond. It's just a pool that we have, and the kids love it. They love it. You should see the faces when they catch their fish.
Oh, yeah. I might give it a try. Might be the only way I can catch one.
You can come help us catch them when it's done. We'll stick you in there with them.
Are things kind of spread out, or are most of the, if you're coming down to Baraga County, or, you know, maybe you're coming from out of the area, where should you head to start enjoying things?
Just right downtown Lawns.
Downtown Lawns, okay.
Yep, you can't miss it.
And you're going to the waterfront for
right
a lot of the events?
Yes, everything is down on the waterfront.
And you'll have vendors and live entertainment, I understand, too.
Yes, we do. We start the day off with live entertainment with David Cladis. He has been, he's been there every year for 10 years. He's been coming to do it for us. He's a good friend of mine. He's enjoyable to listen to. We've had other singers there. It just doesn't always pan out. We've tried to have like a street dance, and it just does. I think everybody's tired by the end of the day, and they just want to be done and go home, and well, I'm one of them.
Yeah, you've been riding bikes and running and fishing.
That's right. And then we also have Kathy Bolton coming back this year. She was there at our first festival. So we thought it would be kind of nice to have her come back. So she'll be there. She's going to start singing around 11:45 that day. She's going to be there for about an hour. And I don't know if you know Kathy Bolton.
I haven't heard her.
You haven't heard of her?
No.
Oh, no? Oh, she's good. She's a very enjoyable person to sit down, relax, and listen to. Yeah. She really is.
That sounds great. Coming back. So this is the 10th year of the festival, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. So good to bring somebody back from their original year to help celebrate your 10th anniversary. And you mentioned some of the people that make this possible, different sponsors, Ojibwa Tribe, and mm-hmm. Who else kind of chips in and makes this happen?
Oh, you name it. The Ojibwa Casino. We have Plum Creek, that's a big, the Lance, Village of Lance, Village of Baraga, Lance DDA, Indian Country Sports, the Hilltop Restaurant, the Hilltop Motel, the Lance Motel. The list goes on. I mean, if you're not, typically every business in Baraga County has their hands in putting on the Lake Trout Festival, which is great. I mean, we couldn't do it without them. I mean, that's how we're able to keep it a free admission festival. I mean, we have giveaway cotton candy. We have free popcorn. We have kids games. The Berga County Credit Union is putting on the kids games for us this year, which is great. The Berga County Fit, the Hospital Fitness Center, they put on the run and the bicycle race. The school helps out with busing of everybody out. I mean, you name it. It's a great event, and the whole county comes together to put it on.
And are you doing a lion's share of organizing?
You could say that. There's a core committee, which is me, my Penny Yeager, Steve Koski, Annie Koski, Chris and Brandy DeMaray, Lyle Olson, Rick Moylanen. I don't know if you know any of these people.
Sure.
Todd. Mm-hmm. Todd is, he doesn't come to a lot of the meetings, but we know he's there. And we got Jeannie Sicola this year. She's been helping us out with the Little Miss Superior. Have we talked about the Little Miss Superior?
Oh, wow.
Okay. The Little Miss Superior is a great... The first year we started off, we had the older girls. And then we went to the younger girls. It's the age 8 through 12. They can have a talent, and they just come out and do their thing, kind of like a pageant, but it's not, you know, on the big end of the pageant. It's just more of a relaxed, get the little kids out there. They sing, they dance, do gymnastics, whatever they want to do. And we have a panel of judges, and we pick a winner every year.
Are you still able to enter that?
No.
Okay, so
this year, if you can believe it, we have 20 girls.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's the most we've ever had. I mean, we had a few more, but they decided not to do it. 20 is good. 20 is a great number.
Hmm. Well, it sounds like things are coming together really well this year. You were looking at this sort of as a bounce back year since the weather was so bad last year?
Actually, if you can believe it, I've talked to a few. I mean, yes, fishing, it was kind of sketchy because remember last year we had the icebergs on the bay. So it was a big dilemma, big issue if we were going to even have the fishing tournament. And it was cold and it was rainy. But I talked to a few of the vendors that are coming back this year. They said they did great last year. The kids still had a good time. The people that come in with the event, with the rides for the kids, they hung in there. Even though it was raining out, they still let the kids run around and play on the rides, which was great. So I don't think it was a bounce-back year, but, you know, I think it's because it's the 10th year and we're hoping the weather's going to be good. No, it's going to be a good time.
Now, as it's quickly approaching, are there still things that you need?
Yes, we do. We actually have no volleyball teams.
Oh.
If you can believe that. We usually end up with maybe between 6 and 10 volleyball teams. I don't have one. So, and it's any teams, it's two girls, two boys, or I think it's always has to be... one on the court. It can be from Houghton County to Marquette County to Keweenaw County. Anybody can come in and have a volleyball team.
Any idea why that sort of dried up?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if the kids are that busy and they don't realize the festival's coming. We've got it at the vendor forms or the volleyball forms at all the schools. I'm not sure why. I don't know if they're just kids are just that busy with baseball. Baseball's a big thing going on right now, and And we've, down in Launceston and Berga area, we have high school teams. So they've been busy with baseball and high school teams. So I don't know if that's why. Really sure.
So what's the age bracket that you're looking for?
Any age.
Really?
Okay. Anybody. We've had it where we've had teenagers to adults on a team. Any age.
Okay. Well, we're putting out the call right now to get involved in so you can have your volleyball. Do you run it as a tournament?
Yes. Okay. We run it as a tournament. Yep.
All right, and it, of course, works best if you contact Tracy early, but if you show up on the day of and they're still having the tournament, I'm sure they can accommodate, but certainly it'd be nice to hear from some of the teams before then so that so they have an idea that this is actually going to happen. We want to make sure that's going to happen. I used to play a lot of volleyball in my youthful days before I got...
You need to get a team together, Rick.
I'd have to coach it nowadays. I wouldn't be able to actually do any kind of playing, back in the day.
But I want to tell you, new this year, we have our cardboard boat race, too.
Oh, okay.
And we have, so far we know of two boats that are going to be entering. That's something new. We've never done it this year, but it just looked like something that was going to be such a good time to watch and enjoy.
Okay, cardboard boat race. Now, just from what you're saying, I'm picturing getting into a box and then floating out and sinking.
Yep.
I pretty much got it, huh?
Yep, that's about it. And we'll see how long it lasts. Hopefully they can make it through the whole course, but I don't know. I mean, this year we're going to try it out with the junior division. We have up to 14 years old, and then we have a senior division, which is a 14 to 18-year-old.
Okay. Now, are there certain rules, certain materials they can't use on your cardboard boat?
Yep, I was looking at the entrant thing now. No wood, plastic, rubber, inflatable devices, styrofoam, no coated cardboard, no caulking compounds, and no surfboard-style boat is allowed.
Wow, that pretty much covers anything that would keep it afloat.
Yeah. I think we might have on here you can use duct tape, though. I don't remember if duct tape, corrugated cardboard, carpet, tubes, cardboard blocks can be found at recycling centers. So you may be able to use something to help it keep floated, but it's just something that's going to be fun, I think, to watch.
Have you actually seen anything like that before?
Never. So that's why I can't wait to see it.
Now, where's the course at?
It's just going to be down in the water, right on the shore. It's not going to be far off the shore. We're going to have it parallel the shoreline. We did it that way because it's shallow there and it's easier to get to. I mean, of course, the kids are going to have a life jacket on, but you just never know. We just kind of hope the wind plays nice to us that day so you're not too difficult to get out into the water. Of course, it's going to be cold, but, you know, we're Ubers. We're used to cold, right?
Yeah. Well, if you just don't sink.
That's right. Just don't sink, right.
Is that a good idea to register in advance for that as well?
Yes, it would. It would be very nice to have, so we know. I mean, yeah, to have two, we're good with two. We can make it happen with two, but more would be more enjoyable.
Yeah. And each boat's for one person, right?
You can have one to two people in a boat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it was one to two people in a boat. Yeah. I mean, she has down here, registration deadline is Monday, June 8th, but, you know, if they come in a couple days after that, that's fine. We'll accommodate.
Okay, but you don't have to have your boat ready till the day of, so
that's right.
If you want to take a shot at it, go ahead and register right away so that
that's
you
right.
know and you're in, and mm-hmm. then get, you know, then you have a little bit of time to work on your boat.
Right, and it'd be nice if they could get them down earlier in the day. I don't think the boat races. I think we had them at 4:00. We thought it'd be kind of neat if you have your boats down there a little early so people could see them and ooh and ah over them. I mean, because you can paint them; it doesn't have to be just cardboard. So, and I think it's going to be a good time.
Now, Tracy, how long have you been involved with the planning of this festival?
10 years.
All along, huh?
All along,
yep. How have you seen it grow and evolve over those years?
The boats. I mean, of course, it's gotten better every year with the boats. The kids' carnival, people that I've talked to enjoy coming to the kids' carnival because there's so much for their kids to do. There's the kids' carnival, the fishing, the face painting, the kids' games. I mean, over the years, we've tried different things and done different things. To me, the vendors seem to get more excited into it. It's just a known thing to come to every year to sell your stuff or just to get the word out of what your group is doing.
Now, looking ahead beyond this year, perhaps, and you know, that might not be something you want to do right now when you're focused on the 13th of June. But what are some of the things that you would like to see happen down the road, and you know, to just. You know, if you can have anything you want to make your dreams come true for this festival, what are you looking to see happen?
More people.
Yeah?
Just have more people down there enjoying it. Just more people. Everybody just enjoying their time down there, enjoying the waterfront, enjoying the area. I mean, we tried it where we did it a Friday night, Saturday, and a Sunday. We did that the first couple of years, and it just became that some of the parents seemed like they were there one day for the fishing and the next day for the kids' carnival. Then they say how their whole weekend was taken up by it. So that's why we put everything on one day. But there's so much more to do in the county than just even coming to the festival. I mean, there's a lot of waterfalls. We got Michigan's highest point that you can go to. Just a lot of a sightseeing stuff that you can do in the area besides just the festival.
Well, that's so kind of how, like, I like to do things, too, because yeah. I don't usually want to spend my entire day doing one thing. And plus, there's, right. you know, everybody in the family sort of wants to do something else. So mm-hmm. I like the idea of coming to a centralized location and be able to kind of, yes. You know, mosey around and, you know, check yep. out a few different things and see how it's going.
That's what I want. Everybody to come to the festival and stay the whole weekend and just do something. The festival, going out to hiking, biking, waterfalls, kayaking, canoeing, you name it, you can do it here.
Hmm. All right, Tracy, we're coming up on June 13th pretty quick, and we've got only a little bit more time here in our segment. If you could just sort of run down again the events that are lined up for the Berrigan County Lake Trout Festival and the registration information.
Okay, all right. Well, we start off at 5 a.m. with the Keweenaw Bay Fishing Classic. And hopefully then everything will be good. The weather's going to be great. No high winds, no rain. And then we start off with, after that, with the half a marathon. Or and then while you're waiting for the runners to come in, you can stop off at the Lance Legion and have pancake breakfast. And then after that, we have the run. And hopefully then at 9 o'clock, we'll start off with a beach volleyball. So remember to get your entries in. Just go to laketroutfestival.com, print off the information, mail it, drop it off. It's only a $20 entry fee, so it's like $5 each person who's going to be on the team. And I don't know if we'll be able to get T-shirts. We usually like to have them entry early so we can get them a T-shirt, but if we have to, we'll worry about the T-shirts after. And then we have the UP Dance Academy. They're going to be at the band shell from 10 till 10:30. And then we have the bicycle race starting off. And then we'll have Mr. Cladis start off the band shell with the singing event. Arts and Craft Fair, and that'll start at 11 o'clock. And we have probably close to a good 30 vendors, and we have a variety of baked goods, homemade crafts, jewelry. I mean, I like the vending part because it's so cool to see some of the stuff that people make. I'm thinking, really? I wish I could do that, and I can't. And then we have Kathy Bolton will start singing around 11:45. She's here for about an hour. And she's just a nice to go down, sit on the waterfront, enjoy the view, and just listen to some good music. And after that, we have, we didn't talk about the junk art. We need entries for junk art. Every year, Annie Koski, one of the local ladies, does this junk art. You can bring anything you made out of junk, and she has judges, and they'll judge it, and there's prize money to it. And it's really something to see the creativity in some of the people. I like the one lady 1 year made a man out of golf balls. I just thought that was just like really? And she did it. She just lined all the golf balls. I don't know how she did it, but she made a man out of golf balls, which I thought was really impressive. And then the Kids Carnival, again, thanks to the Ojibwa Casino, sponsored every year for us. The kids love the Kids Carnival. And coincides with that is the fishing pond that the Barracuda State Park puts on for us. I think some of the kids, they wait their turn where they go fishing and then they go play a little bit. And we try and they limit the kids as time-wise. Otherwise, sometimes the fish are persnickety and they don't want to bite. So then you're there all day trying to catch a fish. So they kind of limit the time the kids are there fishing. But some of them catch it, some of them don't. And if there's not a lot of kids, they will let them come back in. But they try and give the kids all a good time in trying to catch a fish. And then after that, we'll have the Little Miss Superior with our 20 girls. Again, another great time to sit there and watch all the girls and what they can do, the singing, the dancing. It's just enjoyable to watch. And then after that, we'll have a kayaking demonstration. We have one of the local ladies downtown, Bohemia Printing, is helping us put on some kayaking demonstration down there on the water. If you never kayaked, it's a good time to come down to learn how to do it. And then we'll have a coloring contest. The Keweenaw Karen is taking care of that for us this year. Anybody can do it. It's up to, well, I shouldn't say anybody. I think it's up to age 11 or 12 that you can come in and do a coloring contest, and we have prizes for the kids. And then we'll have the pie-eating contest. Has Todd ever told you about the pie-eating contest?
No, he hasn't.
That is a good time. You have both of the kids blindfolded, and they have to feed the pie in their mouth as they're both blindfolded. That is a hilarious time. I mean, if you ever feel like you need something to get out, the pie-eating contest is a very enjoyable event to watch. And then we'll have the cardboard boat race. And then we also have the Lions. The local Lions Club does the ducky river race. You buy a duck, you pay money for the duck, and then they take it over to the Falls River, and they put your duck in. And if your duck wins through the chute first, you win some prizes. I'm not sure what the prizes are this year. They change it every year, but that's just a fun thing to watch. And then we'll have Annie's junk art, the auction. We auction off if anybody has their junk art in there, and if they don't want it, we'll auction it off, and the money will go. She's been donating the money that off the junk art to the local schools for their art program, which I think is great because with the schools, and you know, you want people to learn what art is, and I think it's a great way to promote it. And then we'll have the awards for the fishing, and that's another good time to see all the guys who won what and what they're going to win, and we have a bunch of prizes that a lot of the local businesses donate to, and that we go and purchase locally to hand out to the guys that, and we usually have probably a good 400 or some guys that are down there to see who won what. That's a good time. That's when you see everybody there and you're watching all their faces, that's when you know what you did was worth it.
All right, Tracy, if somebody has any questions, should they contact you at the Convention and Center, the Convention
yes,
and Visitor Center?
Yes, I'm here Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. 524-7444 is the number. Call anytime.
Berger County Lake Trout Festival, Saturday, June 13th. I want to thank Tracy Barrett for being my guest. Tracy, thanks for coming on the show and telling us all about it.
Thank you, Rick. I'm happy to be here.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.